You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, my name's Tony Keogh. I'm in Liverpool. And when I'm not busy trying to keep from being under other people's feet, I'm usually listening to Electric Language.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Darmal Kovacs. I'm recording a day early, yes, Friday, the 20th of June 2008. This is Electrical Language number 128, in which you are going to hear seven pretty much acoustic songs. Come back next week if you want some rock and roll, but let's start with John Parks, and this is Valentine's Day.
I don't do Valentine's Day, and all those multiples of 365. Don't mean that much to me. I don't do flowers and cards left on a window ledge, dependent star, and remind myself of me. I don't do jewelry, the chains and bracelets and the rings that bind. I could love you, I could love you, I could love you. Valentine's Day. I don't do weddings with balloons, broken vintage cars on wet afternoons. You say I could do this for you, but each time I do, a little piece of me dies, and there's all too little of me. Yeah, I can do pompous and po-faced, and unrelaxed, you know I specialize. But I could love you, I could love you, I could love you, I could love you. Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day. Don't do Valentine's Day.
Have you ever had a song written for you? And do you know how that is to be naked? And have you ever written down what you're feeling, or even stopped to think? Have you ever looked around and seen the mountains and the beauty that lies in the country? Would you sit yourself down and just daydream? You've really got the time. It don't really matter to me, as long as you're here with me. When the tide rolls in, I want to be near you. And from the touch of your hand, upon my shoulder. I want to grow older with you. Would you ever put some time to just listening? And has there ever been a line you've been whistling? Did you open up your eyes and fear rushed in? You really are alive. The look behind your eyes can be deceiving. And when I open up my heart, I find it wanting. Or would you lend me out your mind? Reading, or should I leave it all alone? It don't really matter to me as long as you're here with me. When the tide rolls in, I want to be near you. From the touch of your hand upon my shoulder, I want to grow older with you. When the tide rolls in, I want to be near you. And from the touch of your hand upon my shoulder, I want to grow older with you.
So she wouldn't see his tears. Her name I'd describe, an expensive private jet or an exotic rainforest that he hadn't got to yet. An Appalachian lullaby played on the radio. Without a word, she could make him honest to the bone. I know your heart, my dear. Same. dear. She was beautiful. She was kind. She was fierce. And she always spoke her mind. He shivered when he said her name. We might be inclined to love best the one that got away.
So I think you get the feel of what today's podcast is all about. That is the vibe. And that was excellent, wasn't it, that song? That lovely Americana feel. That was I Know Your Heart by Silken, who were recommended to me by Melinda, whose name I've mentioned once or twice, a listener from Sopron in Hungary. And it's funny, I thought I'd got to know Melinda's taste. So this doesn't quite fit in with the bracket, the pigeonhole I'd put Melinda in. So it just shows that, you know... We all have musical tastes that go into several pigeonholes. Let's tell you about the other two songs first, because I'm going to play another song by Silken in just a minute. First of all, you heard Valentine's Day by John Parks. Now, John Parks plays guitar and sings with Whole Sky Monitor, who are a fairly sort of rocky, almost punky band. And I've got something coming up from Whole Sky Monitor in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I think. But he has a sideline. He's gone acoustic, which is apparently the reverse Dylan manoeuvre, and plays a number of acoustic songs. And actually, I really enjoyed that one, Valentine's Day. John apparently has quite a background. I missed all this, but if you look at his website, johnparks.com, that's johnparkes.com, you'll find that he has previously played with indie guitar rock heroes and BBC Radio 1 favourites Fuzzbird, Greenhouse and The Chorus, as well as The Sinister Cleaners, which is an excellent name for a band, isn't it? Now fronting Leeds-based Whole Sky Monitor. And apparently John Peel, the late great John Peel, played something from every record John made over a period of 14 years and introduced various other DJs to his songs. Well, I'm glad that John makes his music available to podcasters. As I said, you can check him out at johnparks.com, and that was Valentine's Day. Followed by When the Tide Rolls In by Robbie McInnes. And yeah, I played something by Robbie 10 or 12 podcasts back, I should think. Lovely song, that. Robbie McInnes is from... He's from Scotland, isn't he? He's from Glasgow, I believe, in Scotland, in the UK. And again, it's just him and his guitar. And there's a real... yeah, again, a bit of an Americana feel in there in his music. Not much, just kind of gentle twinges of it. And actually, looking at his MySpace page, I think that song I downloaded from his MySpace player, so I better let Robbie know that I played that, and hope he doesn't object. I'm sure you don't, do you, Robbie? Because he sent me an EP which has got four other songs, and I've played two of those songs on a previous electrical language and on a contribution to Made in the UK. So there we are, When the Tide Rolls In by Robbie McInnes. He's got a gig coming up at the Quiet Riot at the Drawing Room in Glasgow on the 3rd of July. Now, Silken, as I said, Silken, S-I-L-L-K-E-N, they were recommended to me by Melinda from Hungary, and have a look at their MySpace page, which I'm pretty sure is myspace.com/Silken, S-I-L-L-K-E-N, and you'll see that they're a duo, Michelle, who's the singer, songwriter, vocals and classical guitar, and Ken, who plays violin and provides backup vocals. And they describe themselves as Americana, folk and bluegrass. They've got a website, mp3.com/artist/Silken. I'll just click on that and see what that takes us to. If it takes me anywhere. It's lovely, isn't it, when they take their time. Anyway, in the meantime, I can tell you that Michelle and Ken were formerly solo artists, but got together to form this band. mp3.com seems just to be one of those sites that lists a number of tracks that you can play, listen to. You may be able to download. So I'll just click back to the MySpace page. Anyway, no, lovely songs, lovely feel to them. As I said, you're definitely an Americana feel. They're actually from Canada, from Vancouver in British Columbia. And I said I'm going to play one more song, and so I am. Let's get on with the music. Another song by Silken, and this is called Way of Life. Now, this one's really good. I'll enjoy it. So Silken and Way of Life.
That all changed, and so have we. Went to my old house, but couldn't find it. Asked a neighbor, said it had burned down in a fire. Looked up the old corner store where I lifted my first bubble gum. Store owner winked at me and we laughed at our reconnaissance. And that's the way of life. Things change and burn. We move on to other things and we hope we've learned. Something in a book by Trinku Rinpoche that scared me to death, and I haven't come to grips with it still today. That life is like a boat on the ocean. Where will I sink and die? What a frightening notion. I sit as still as I can, letting change wash over me and smiling for all of man. And that's the way of life. Things change and burn. We move on to other things and we hope we've learned.
And I've certainly enjoyed that music by Silken from Canada. And by the way, I think I didn't mention where you can find Robbie McInnes. You can find him at myspace.com/Robbie McInnes, which is RobbieMacinnes. Of course, you can always find all the links to artists' websites and so on the show notes at www.electricallanguage.co.uk. So go there, click on the links to the artists, mosey around their sites, say hello to the artists, let them know you've liked their music, and please, if you don't mind, let them know where you heard their music. If there's anything you like, you know what to do, you buy something. And you can usually either buy downloads or CDs, and it's always nice, isn't it, to have the CD pop through the letterbox a few days later. So that's that. If you'll just bear with me a moment. Well, that was me opening a bottle of beer, and it was supposed to make a nice pshht sound, which it didn't. So anyway, let's see if we can catch this. Yeah, I'm sure I'm breaking one of the cardinal rules of podcasting. Is there's bound to be something in the Association of Music Podcasting rules about drinking and podcasting at the same time. Oh well, you know, this is number 128, and if the powers that be catch me, it's probably my last one. We'll see. Check back next week. I've talked about Oxford quite a lot recently because obviously a certain band I've been raving about, oh yeah, I'll mention the name, Little Fish, yep, they come from Oxford, as does Joe Allen, who I played a few weeks ago, and as does, no, they don't actually, I was going to say that Reverse E that I played last week came from Oxford, but no, they were just doing a gig that Paul Carrera, I think his name is, the listener, had put on in Oxford. But Caroline and I went up to Oxford on Wednesday. We went, I suppose you could call it a gig, not musical at all, actually. It's, you know, it's about a 60-mile drive to Oxford, maybe a little bit more. No, we went to see Professor Marcus Dussautoy. Can I say that? Marcus Dussautoy. Anyway, he's a professor of mathematics, and he was giving a talk about symmetry. And, you know, there's a really wonderful thing that happens in symmetry, and there's this wonderful mathematical solution or situational thing, anyway, that can only be found in the 196,883rd dimension. Yeah. Anyway, Caroline, as you know, is studying maths at Portsmouth University, and she really enjoyed this talk. It was fairly accessible, although things like, you know, once you get past the fourth dimension or the fifth one, that loses me, completely beyond me. Now, Joe Allen, I just mentioned, he's from Oxford, and I've got a lovely song coming up. This is by Joe Allen, who you can find at myspace.com/Joe Allen Music, JOEALLEN Music, and the song is called Do You Think That's Enough?
Do you think that that's enough now? Do you think that that's all right? You're so sure that you're certain, but my watch has just stopped working. Do you think that maybe we just be gone? Do you think that that's enough now? Do you think that that's okay? It wasn't hard to get found out with your clothes soaked in doubt. Do you think that maybe just be long? Do you think that that's enough now? just begun.
Touch the ground, just
blow from place to place. If someone knew, should offer you the chance to look around, blow like the wind, you feel upon your face. You may not think you have the strength to fly away. I'm here to tell you that you're wrong. Paper wings won't last forever. Soon you'll find they're gone. From the way you look, you don't need me around. I hope you get there, wherever it may be. Happy with the life that you have found, sooner or later you might just think of me. It might be that you have to do it all again. It might be nothing of the kind. Don't be a fool. Only paper wings on which you fly. Don't touch the ground, just blow from place to place. If someone knew, should offer you the chance to look around, blow like the wind, you feel upon your face. Don't be a fool.
Yes, just quickly going back to Joe Allen, when I played, I think it was in podcast number 119, I played a song called Chase, and that again was Joe with his guitar and with the violinist and Harrod Jenkins behind him. And that song again, excellent use of the violin, quite a different feel to Silken with their guitar and violin, but that's Joe Allen anyway. Excellent, do check him out. He's got a couple of gigs coming up in Oxford, one today at Worcester College, and then on the 12th of July, Zapfest Festival, South Park. Now, seeing as I'm not really putting this podcast out till tomorrow, the podcast at Worcester College on, not the podcast, the gig at Worcester College on Friday the 20th of June will be in the past, so sorry about that, guys. But, you know, if Joe Allen comes your way, well worth going to see, I've no doubt about that. Now, after that, Tony Kehoe, who's from Liverpool, and his song Paper Wings. Now, you heard Tony at the beginning of this podcast. I actually had quite a long chat with him last week. I told him that I was going to play his music and asked if he'd be able to record a little ident, and he said he'd love to, but then said he hadn't got the means to do it. So I phoned him up using Skype and recorded him, and you'll hear a little bit more from that in a moment. I wasn't originally going to do an interview, but he's such a lovely guy, great guy, Tony. We were chatting for about 14 minutes, just about music and podcasting and things and life in all kinds of ways. Now, he's, you know, he's no spring chicken. He's probably similar age to me, and he picked up a guitar. I'm trying to find this on his MySpace page. Yeah, he picked up his. Picked up a guitar to celebrate the millennium. Well, I don't know if it was celebrating the millennium, but that's when he first started learning the guitar and playing it. And, I have to say, I'm full of admiration. And Graham Holland from It's a Frog's Life acoustic podcast, also based up in Liverpool, knows Tony through the Liverpool acoustic circuit. And Graham encouraged him to write more songs and to record. and Tony has an album out called It's No Coincidence. Now I'm sure if you go to myspace.com/KEOSongs, KEHOE songs, and send Tony a message, I'm sure he'll you know, be able to work out a way with you of getting you a copy of that album, It's No Coincidence, because it's well worth it. It's a great album, Tony. He's a good songwriter, and I really, really enjoyed both our chat and listening to Tony's music. Actually, I heard him on Graham Holland's podcast, and over a year ago I entered one of Graham's little competitions to win a CD, and blow me if I didn't win it. And it's more than a year that I've had that CD and played it occasionally, and for some reason I've not got round to contacting Tony, which wasn't very good of me, and I felt guilty about it. But as I said, lovely chap, and I'll come back to him in a minute. Just wanted to say something else. I don't really know why. Yeah, I was just going to talk about something that happened to me yesterday. You know, we talk about road rage. I'm sure it's something that happens in many countries. I was driving home yesterday, and I drive along country roads. It can be driven quite fast if the weather and traffic conditions allow. And probably at a particular point, I was doing about 65 miles an hour, I would guess, for the particular thing. And there's a side road that comes onto this, and a van pulled out of this side road in front of me. Yep. No, that was okay, nothing too dangerous there. It's this red van chugging along, doing about 40 miles an hour. Horrible, horrible smoke coming out of the exhaust. So the I kind of took it in my stride. There was nothing in the way. Went past him, and we're going down a hill, and I overtook, got past, and so about a mile later, at the bottom of the hill, there's a traffic lights, and I'm waiting there, and this guy comes shooting up behind me, gesturing vigorously, the kind of gesture that is indicative of the act of masturbation, shall we say. And then he was like that, following me for 10 minutes, the next 6 miles or so. And you know, whenever we went through a village and I slowed down to observe the speed limits, you know, then suddenly he'd be catching up with me, obviously not following the speed limits through the villages, and again gesturing frantically and so on. And I thought I was going to, you know, I thought this guy was going to follow me home. So I resolved that if he took the next two turns off the main road that I did, instead of then turning home, I would just drive on another 3 or 4 miles to the police station and pull in there and see what happened. But thankfully, when I turned off, he didn't. But this guy was just so angry at having been overtaken. I was wondering if he was drunk or something, and he just wouldn't let it go. And I was deliberately actually putting on quite a lot of speed to get away from him in the clearer stretches, in the hope that someone somewhere would pull out, you know, get another car between me and this lunatic. But anyway, there we are. I've got that off my chest. I suppose the guy comes from Newark. You need to know Jasper Carrot and his sense of humour to understand that one. I'm not going to explain it on a family-friendly podcast. Now, Tony Kehoe, I talked to him earlier this week. As I said, I did Skype, really just to catch him doing the ident at the beginning. But I sort of left the thing running, and I asked him to talk about a couple of his songs, and he talked about the song Fail, which is going to be the last song I play on today's podcast. So I'm actually going to let you listen to Tony talking about that song. Unfortunately, I need to work on this recording Skype, because I got the balances wrong, and he was, you know, very quiet compared with my sound. This is as it comes out in the recording. So what you hear is only Tony, and I've amplified and I've tried cleaning it up, but you can still hear it sort of echoey and so on from using Skype. But there we are. Let's listen to Tony Kehoe talking about his song Fail.
Well, Fail, funny enough, is a song about success. It's on a personal level, it's I always feel as if I'm swimming against the tide, no matter what I happen to be doing. So it's sort of a state of mind, and yet it's also like a dynamic that pushes me on. You know, even though I haven't really failed at something as such, because I consider myself on an emotional and a personal level quite successful in my home life and personal life. So but fail's something that you know, it's one of those words, isn't it, where you know, people have different ideas of success and failure, and I always like to switch things around early and sort of. And also, you know, it is about, you know, failing to communicate, especially as a musician, because you could be playing at a venue which is really sort of busy and noisy, and you know, it's almost like I'm singing it to myself, really, to keep myself going. This is Tony Keogh, and this is my song called Fail.
Tell me that I'm wrong. You won't believe me till I'm dead and gone. So look me in the eye. I always thought you'd come along. I never knew where you were coming from, but I just had to try. So do not say I never tried. The light within me never died, and that's what I intend to save. 'Cause every day I fail to try to get through to you, and every day I lay my life on the line, I get further away. 'Cause every day I if they never wanna know, it makes me wanna cry. But I don't ever let it show. I take my time and take it in my stride and let it all go by. It all takes time, or so I'm told. While I shelter from the cold, I have to carry on my way. 'Cause every day I fail to try to get through to you, and every day I lay my life on the line and get further away. 'Cause every day I fail, it's like nobody's got the time. There's always something on the mind, but I just wanna make it up to you. There's nothing standing in our way. We've gotta live just for today. We're only wasting precious time. 'Cause every day I fail to try to get through.
Yeah.
fail. And every day I 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 fail. To try to get through to you.
Well, there we are, and gosh, quite a long podcast. Well, I chatted quite a bit as well. But anyway, many thanks to all the artists. I really hope you've enjoyed listening to today's podcast, but many thanks to all the artists. Today you've heard John Parks, Robbie McInnes, Sil Ken, Joe Allen, and Tony Keogh. And thanks, Tony, for speaking to me. Thank you so much, listeners, dear listeners, for downloading and listening to Electrical Language number 128. Goodbye.
By Libsyn.